A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
In animation, animals pose next to words that read, a Netflix series. A wolf, a tarantula, a shark, a snake, and a piranha steal the DreamWorks logo. A large parade balloon shaped like Santa floats above downtown buildings. People on the street cheer as it passes. A wolf drives a red convertible with a snake, a tarantula, a piranha, and a shark as passengers.
'Twas the day before Christmas, before the bad guys turned good, when all through the city they cased each and every neighborhood. Did that rhyme?
Is 'twas even a word? Look, here's the thing. Our story is set when the bad guys were still bad, okay? And at the best time of the year, when all the good heists can be had.
The wolf winks.
All right, guys, what's tomorrow?
The bad guys' holiday heistacular.
The bad guys' holiday heistacular.
And what does that mean?
Well, all these normies stay home with their loved ones or whatever.
This place turns into a ghost town. No guards, no fuzz.
This city's our heisting state.
And we're gonna clean it out.
Oh, it's a bad guy's tradition. And so is spending the day before coming up with a list of everything we're going to steal Christmas morning.
Ooh, I want to hit that place with all the stinky cheese. No reason. I don't even like it. Okay, I like it a little.
Cheesy Dan's is on the list.
Everyone's eyes widen as they drive past a bank.
City. Corporate. Bank.
Oh, yeah. That's what we've been waiting all year for.
It's gonna be the cherry on top of our criminal sundae. Tomorrow morning, it and everything else in this city will be ours.
That's what I'm talking about.
Words appear. Channel 6 Action News. Special report with Tiffany Fluffett.
Tiffany Fluffett here with the moment we've all been waiting for. Our beloved Big Nick has just made his first appearance. I think I speak for the entire city when I say, I love you, Big Nick!
On the street.
Hey, the street's closed!
It's the bad guys!
Better get a move on it, Wolfie.
They speed along city streets, then make a sharp left turn. The Santa balloon floats overhead. Wolfie swerves around two men holding the balloon's rope. It catches under a back tire and pulls Santa down.
I think we just stole Santa.
Nice. The bad guys are stealing Big Nick! Help! Someone stop them!
That's very not good.
This isn't that famous balloon everybody's freakishly emotionally attached to, is it?
No. This is a different giant Santa-shaped balloon. Of course it is.
Snake sinks his fangs into the rope. The balloon ricochets off buildings. Wolfie struggles to control the car. Pedestrians leap out of the way. He turns another corner, and the Santa balloon bounces off another building, then deflates on top of the car.
I can't see! Get it off of me!
Turn down the
light! Oh, it's like Santa's hugging me!
The shark pushes the balloon off. Wolfie spots a traffic light, then drives under it and clips the rope.
See you, Santa!
They drive off and turn right. Sparks fly on top of the traffic light and start a fire. Flames engulf the balloon. It smacks against a building and disintegrates, leaving a charred imprint of Santa's face. Title, DreamWorks, The Bad Guys, A Very Bad Holiday. Shark wears fake sideburns and a top hat while the others wear Santa hats. A Channel 6 Action News special report.
Tiffany Fluffett reporting live from the scene of the worst attack on this city since the introduction of electric scooters. Our beloved Big Nick has been destroyed by the notoriously notorious bad guys. We're a city in mourning this morning.
Why
indeed? It's a senseless act of bah humbuggery. All attempts to wash the abomination off have only made it more terrifying, further lowering holiday spirits. It's never felt less like Christmas in the city. Sir, your reaction?
It's just not the holidays without Big Nick. He was like a father to me. Don't think I'll even celebrate tomorrow. Probably just go into work, guard the bank like any other day, and be extra attentive to distract myself from this monstrosity. Why can't I look away?
You heard it here first. Christmas is canceled.
At a hideout.
This can't be happening.
The whole point of Christmas morning is that no one is around to stop us from maximum heisting.
But we were gonna rob the bank! And now we can't because of some dumb Santa?
You. Take that back right now! Santa is a criminal hero who deserves our respect in balloon form or otherwise. He's broken into more homes than anyone, and he's never been caught!
What's even the point of anything? Unless, and hear me out on this, if we set our clocks back 24 hours and go to sleep right now, Maybe when we wake up, none of this will have happened, yeah? Come on, night-night!
If destroying the Santa balloon was all it took to cancel Christmas, then all we have to do is recreate it and boom! Christmas is back!
Bow, 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 bow.
That's the sound of all our problems being solved because I've already made something better.
Outside, a Santa robot.
Bravo, Claus! Built this bad boy for a Christmas morning bank job. I was gonna surprise you all tomorrow, but you can call me a genius now. Check it.
The tarantula activates a flamethrower that shoots from the Santa robot's hand.
It is surprising, for sure.
The normies will forget all about their precious Santa balloon once they lay their eyes on this beaut. Yeah, it captures Santa's true nature. None of that jolly business. The suit really should be operated by a driver. Come on, Wolfie, try him on.
Oh, that's... I'm good. Thanks, though. And as great as this is, the jolly component of jolly old Saint Nick is probably why non-criminal folks like him.
Don't listen to him. You're perfect.
If we all work together, I'm sure a bunch of criminal masterminds like us can make one silly Santa balloon.
They use brushes and rollers to spread red paint on large canvases, then sew them together.
Even I'm a little offended by this.
Black paint drips on the abstract balloon.
His beard looks like a tentacle. I feel scandalized.
At the hideout.
Okay, lost some time there. But we'll just have to figure out another way to cheer up the city in time to rob at Christmas morning, which sure is in like 12 hours. So lay it on me. What else says holiday spirit?
Stealing whatever we want, because normally guards take the day off. But no, not this year. They'll be at work, ruining the only good thing about Christmas.
Only good thing? What about all the classic Christmas criminals?
The Grinch?
Hansa Krupa? Ebenezer Scrooge?
Shark wears a top hat and fake sideburns.
That guy's a legend. He parties with ghosts and wears a dress to bed.
And yet, his story has never been properly told. So I propose that we put on a show for the whole city with me as Scrooge and all the other characters. But without that needy, nefarious, Tiny Tim tearing Scrooge down!
And I would buy a ticket to that show, but we gotta stick to all the awful stuff people like—
Their balloon drifts by a window.
Ooh, my favorite part of the holidays is getting a lump of coal! It really makes me feel like I'm making good choices, you know?
The naughty list is a badge of honor.
Maybe we can get everyone some coal!
Piranha! You're a genius!
I am?
We're going to play Santa.
Let me get this straight. Are you suggesting we give instead of take?
Think of it this way. We'll steal the gifts from the big department store and then break into houses to leave them.
That sounds a lot like Robin Hood, who is notoriously good.
Ugh, that guy's the worst. He ruined tights for me.
We're only doing good for the greater bad. If folks have presents waiting for them, they'll stay home on Christmas morning, and our holiday heist-tacular can live again.
We also have to deal with this.
The tarantula turns on a radio.
After the balloon incident, radio station stopped playing Christmas music and is broadcasting something called Down Tunes instead!
Huh?
Which? Is it helping holiday spirit? If someone could get into the recording studio to help, I could hack the station's antenna and stream my sweet Santa mix.
Good idea, Webbs. All right, guys, let's go do some good so we can be bad.
Wolfie rolls in a whiteboard with plans drawn on it.
Here's the plan. Piranha will help Webbs get to the antenna so she can hack it. Shark will infiltrate the radio station and distract the DJ so she doesn't notice Webbs is taking over the feed with holiday music. Finally, Snake and I will steal gifts from the department store to then break in and leave them in unsuspecting houses.
They load the car with gifts at the radio station.
And that was No-No-No-Noel by Death Anchor. Bah humbug, am I right?
Shark enters the DJ booth.
Scrooge? Look, man, if you're here to teach me the meaning of Christmas, I'm not interested.
Don't you dare give the right dishonorable Ebenezer Scrooge the horn.
Buddy, I don't work with sidekicks.
I kick no one's sides. Unless it's that annoying brat Tiny Tim.
At night, outside a house.
This should be a breeze. All you have to do is break into the house and leave it.
Wolfie hands Snake a gift.
Fine. Let's get this over with.
He curls his tail around the gift, then slithers to the house. Wolfie gives a thumbs up.
Well, I definitely did it. We can go now.
Wolfie stares at a lump in Snake's stomach.
What? You never seen an ab before?
Cough it up.
Snake sticks out his forked tongue, then regurgitates the gift.
Come on.
He vomits up a vase.
Give me a break. Giving, not taking, is unnatural.
I'll do it. Watch and learn.
He carries the gift around a corner of the house, then returns and holds out his paws.
See? Piece of cake.
So what's that then?
What's what?
Snake points his tail at the gift perched on Wolfie's tail. In the DJ booth.
Get ready to sign off. Because I've been itching for a fight. And, you know, you look a lot like that shark from the gang who took down Big Nick.
Me? No. I'm Scrooge. See? Mutton chops?
Shark bumps against the on-air button. Webs types on a laptop. A red light on the roof goes out.
Shark, why did you cut the station's feed?
I did it. Well, I did, but gee, baby.
The police channel is full of chatter about the station cutting out. You got to fill the dead air before they figure out what we're doing up here.
Truly nothing I would love more. And I do have material prepared, but I kind of have my hands full here.
Patch me in, Webs.
You? I mean, you?
Patch me in.
Webs presses a key on his keyboard. Piranha snaps his fingers and shakes his hips.
This Christmas, all the bells are ringing, and the jewels are blinging for me.
People hear his song over the radio broadcast.
I'll be stealing this Christmas, you'll see. It's Christmas.
Shark dances with the DJ.
Merry Christmas to me.
Snake and Wolfie deliver gifts, then put on Santa hats and drive the convertible in front of a full moon. Webs types on the laptop. Tiffany Fluffett smiles. A man hangs a Christmas wreath. A worker at a shaved ice kiosk listens to the radio.
Is Christmas un-canceled? After the unexpected carols and some secret Santas leaving presents all through the city, holiday spirit is up. But is it enough to fill the Big Nick-sized hole in our hearts? Stay tuned to find out.
Nice going, Finbro!
What if it wasn't enough? If folks don't stay home to celebrate tomorrow, we won't be able to clean the city out.
Wolfie, it's late. Look, we did the best we could. If not this year, there's always next.
No, we just need something big to push the holiday spirit in the city over the edge.
Oh, you can stop dropping hints now, Wolf. I'll do it. I'll perform my one shark Christmas villain showcase. I don't know where I'm gonna find 20 tons of fake snow in such short notice, but I'm a professional, baby. So I will find a way.
Shark, that's it. If we made it snowy, the holiday spirit would be undeniable. There'd be no stopping us then.
Finally, a chance to hack the atmosphere. I actually have an app for that. We're good with a little collateral flooding, right?
Or we just steal the snow machine at the ski resort.
Even with your driving, we'll never get there and back in time.
What about that?
They look over a railing at the shaved ice kiosk.
We use the shaved ice machine to make snow.
Not as exciting as altering Earth's weather through atmosphere geoengineering, but I think I can make it work.
Wolf and Snake hide around a corner and spy on the kiosk. Shark approaches wearing a fake mustache. He carries a stack of gifts and drops them on the counter.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm all turned around. First Christmas is canceled. Now, maybe it's back on. So I'll rebuy everything.
What flavor can I get you?
Well, please describe them to me in great detail while I interrupt with all sorts of unnecessary questions.
Snake picks the lock on the back door. He opens it, then follows Wolfie and Webs inside.
Does mistletoe mint taste more like missiles or toes?
It just tastes like mint.
Wolfie knocks over cups.
Please maintain eye contact with me at all times. I require trustworthiness from all my frozen delicacy suppliers.
When I give you the signal, turn the dial up. A 5 should do it.
Webs puts a device on the ice machine. Piranha moves a nozzle.
All set, Wolfie. Fire her up.
Wolfie turns the dial up.
Nothing's gonna get in the way of our holiday heist-tacular.
He cranks the dial to 10. Ice shoots out of the nozzle. The worker watches ice shavings spray out over the street. Passersby stop and watch the ice machine coat everything with snow.
Tiffany Fluffett reporting live from the scene of an unexpected winter wonderland. It may not be real, but what in this town is? In fact, it's never felt more like the holidays in the city. Christmas is officially back on.
Two men have a snowball fight. The bad guys sit in the convertible.
It's beautiful.
We did it. We really did it.
It makes me feel all warm inside. So merry and bright, like someone lit a candle in the cold cavern of my heart.
Huh. If you like that sort of thing, which I don't, I do not.
As snow sprays from the nozzle, the ice machine trembles inside the kiosk. The worker jumps out of the kiosk.
She's gonna blow!
People flee as the machine pumps out more snow.
That circuit was right!
Webb's breath turns to vapor.
That's not good.
It's too cold!
Snow swirls in a downdraft and a wall of ice forms around the kiosk. Wind whips a palm tree and ice freezes it in place.
For a brief moment, it looked like the holidays were back on. But that moment has passed. A frozen vortex is spinning out of control downtown. Will it suck in all surrounding life?
That's not going to happen. Probably. As long as you didn't turn the dial all the way up. Wolf?
I figured a 10 would be twice the holiday spirit.
You did what?
Why,
I'm too talented to die.
That vortex is about to suck in the whole city. We don't have time to be mad at me.
I'll make time. Everything was fine. But no, you had to go and push things too far, like always.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just stealing with you all Christmas morning is the highlight of my year. I got so wrapped up in making sure our holiday heist-tacular happened that I put you all at risk, and that's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
Shark sobs.
Get alive!
That's gross.
These are theatrical tears.
Yeah, fine, whatever. But we better stop that machine, or it won't just be our holiday heist-tacular that's canceled. Webbs, can't you, like, hack your device?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why didn't I think of that? Of course I can't hack it! You think I'd leave security loopholes on my own tech? The only way to stop it is to unplug it.
Then that's what we do.
They brace themselves against the blizzard. The wind sends Snake and Piranha flying. Wolfie loses his footing and Shark moves closer to the snow vortex. The wind sucks him into the vortex. Shark gets thrown from the vortex without his shirt.
Cover your eyes! Don't look at me!
If Shark's not strong enough, who is?
I know who.
People run from the vortex while Tiffany reports live.
The situation has worsened!
What? Her microphone gets blown away. A man gets caught up in the vortex. Tiffany squints against the blowing snow.
Are you seeing this?
The Santa robot suit marches through the street. Wolfie sits inside.
No, not that way. How do I...
You have to relax. The suit is intuitive. Don't force it. Just walk.
The Santa robot lumbers down the street. Wolfie sits strapped in by a harness and uses a scope to target the kiosk. The robot marches closer to the vortex. Tiffany takes cover and watches the robot.
Whoa! Folks, we're witnessing some sort of Christmas miracle! A Santa cyborg appears to be attempting to save the city!
The robot spots the dial inside the kiosk, then punches through the ice to reach it. The Santa robot topples over. The vortex spins out of control and lifts Webbs off the ground. Piranha grabs him. Snake and Shark hold on to them. Inside the fallen robot, Wolfie shakes his head. Shark strains to hang on to Snake, who hangs on to Piranha, who hangs on to Webbs. Wolfie maneuvers the robot onto its feet. Tiffany and a crowd of onlookers watch as he uses the flamethrower to melt the ice. Shark holds onto the convertible. The Santa robot punches through the ice, then retrieves the dial. The vortex dissipates and the snow stops. Shark releases the car. The onlookers stare at the robot. They rush over to it. Shark sets up a red velvet rope barrier.
One at a time, folks. Please, form a line.
Wolfie tumbles out of the suit.
Whoa!
He lands on his back in the snow, then looks up at the other bad guys. Tiffany reports live.
Balloon Santa may have gone up in flames, but the city has a new Santa mascot. That's right. RoboClaws is a huge mech robot that screams family fun.
The bad guys sit in the car.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Webs. They really love your Santa.
Maybe too much. These people gotta get home if we gonna pull our holiday heist-tacular in the morning.
Ah. Webs types. RoboClaws shoots flames.
Shark, I patched your comms into the suit. He's no Scrooge, but think he could play Santa.
Happy holidays. Now it's late, so everyone go to bed. Because Santa commands that everyone celebrate tomorrow in their homes. And not at the security guard jobs.
I'll do it. I'll stay home for you, RoboClaws.
Please be proud of me.
We did it!
They high-five.
The bad guys saved Chris.
At the hideout.
Achoo. I can't believe that after all that, we're too sick to pull off our holiday heist-tacular.
How about a new holiday tradition? No more traditions or holidays. Bah! Achoo.
Shark spots gift-wrapped boxes.
What is that?
Five gifts sit in a corner.
Oh, no. I think they're presents.
Like for us?
We must have done so much good for the city that we ended up on Santa's nice list. I'm gonna be sick.
The same.
Not only did that bearded freak have the gall to break into our lair, he goes and gives us presents, not coal. Wait, is that Sticky Cheese? How did he know?
The bad guys will be the laughingstock of the criminal community. I'll never be able to show my face again.
This will not stand. We need to start planning now. Next year, we are going to heist the North Pole and show Santa that the bad guys belong on the naughty list.
Wolfie stands at the whiteboard.
And so, yeah, the bad guys stole Christmas from ourselves, and Santa deemed us good little elves. Until next year, when we get all not nice, happy heisting to all, and to all a good heist.
Their abstract Santa balloon floats into the sky. Credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Vixie Jean. Narrated by Lex Mason. Cast. Wolf, Michael Godere. Shark, Ezekiel Ajayi. Piranha, Raul Ceballos. Snake, Chris Diamantopoulos. Tarantula, Mallory Lowe. Tiffany Fluffett, Zara Fazal. Gary, Shaved Ice Vendor, Keith Silverstein. DJ Trudy Tude, Holiday Shopper, Terry Walgren. Written by Catherine Nolfi. Directed by Brett Holland. Copyright 2025, DreamWorks Animation, LLC.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.